The Gemara Masecht, the Tmurid of Tezvava Tezayin, Amarav teaches us, Gufa Amar Yehuda Mishmu, Shloishes Alofim Halochas, 3,000 Halochas, Nishtachu B'mei Evloi Shal Moshe, were forgotten after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Amruloi, so Klai Yisrael said to Yeshua, Shal, ask with your Ruach HaKodesh for those halachas to come back. Amlam Yeshua responded, Lo b'shemayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. The Torah can't be found in Shemayim where I could just go and ask for those halachas. The Mashal explains that once Moshe Rabbeinu, what Yeshua meant to say was once Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, there is no option anymore to ask questions min hashamayim. Rather, the way halachas are decided is the way the chachamim decide what the halacha is supposed to be. And as the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph through Dalad explains, a Navi is not allowed to add a mitzvah, be mechadish a mitzvah, or even explain a mitzvah. If he doesn't say it from the way Moshe Rabbeinu received it. And even, says the Rambam, if the Navi says something and he turns out to be correct, but he says it because he's saying it api nevua, he's considered a Navi Sheker and he's Mechuyev Chenek. Because once the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu min Hashamayim, a Navi can't add anything. And the Bekar for this halacha is our Gemara that says, Lo b'shamayim hi. And as Duran explains, even when there's a suffix what the halacha should be, we have no right to decide that api nevuah Lo b'shamayim. However, the Mefarshim ask a number of questions. The Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says that the Baskol came out from the Shemayim and says that when we have a Machloikus, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Even though Beis Shammai, as the Gemara says, were Mechadadei Tvei, were sharper, the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. How can we rely on the Baskol? There's an interesting medrash. The medrash says that Tag Myonasim Ben Azil quotes it. When we have in Parshas Kiseitse, the Parsha of Egla Rufa, when we find a corpse, like Noida Miyuko, we don't know who was the murderer, and we have to go through the whole procedure of killing an Egla, says Myonasim Ben Azil, swarms of flies would leave from the stomach of this calf and go till where the murderer was, and that's how we knew who the murderer was. But here we're saying Lo b'shamayim hi. Furthermore, the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph teaches us the pasuk says regarding the man, V'yikru Shmoy Man. Who kizera Gad lovin? Says the Gemara Gad, Shemagad lem Yisrael. The man was able to tell Klal Yisrael, Iben Tesh Lurishin, a woman got married and then she got divorced, or her husband died, and she's pregnant, and we don't know if the child is the first husband's or the second husband. We could tell through the man. The question is, how could we rely on the man? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai tiher es Tveria. Wherever there was a suffix in Tveria, he threw turnips. And wherever there was a mess, the turnips would cause that the mess should come up. And based on that, how can we rely on it? And in general, we have different Gemaras that we see that Tanoim and Meroim use different Moivsim to be able to paskin halacha. In fact, there's a sefer called Shailos Utshuvos Min HaShemayim. It was written by one of the Rishonim, Rav Yaakov Mamarosh. And the question is, and they're referring to different Shailos that he asked Min HaShemayim, and they were answered. And the question is, doesn't our Gemara say Lo B'Shemayim He? So there's some Farshim that want to say that Lo B'Shemayim can't be used to be mechadish in the halacha, or even to remind us of a halacha that was forgotten. But where there's a machloikis and we don't know what to do, there we can rely on a baskal. Another pshat is a beautiful pshat. The truth is, we know that throughout Shas, the halacha is yochav rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. We always follow the rabbim. And Beis Hillel was clearly the rabbim versus Beis Shammai. The only issue was that even though Beis Hillel were the rabbim, as we said earlier, Beis Shammai were mechadet de tfei. They were sharper. And because of that, they weren't sure who to paskin like. And that's why they needed a baskal. Rav Elchanan Vassman says, when there's a shail in halacha, we can't rely on nevuah, on a baskal. But when we have a shaila on a metzias, like we spoke about, we don't know who is the murderer. We don't know who is the father. So in that, or we don't know where the tum and tahara are, where the mis are buried. That's not a shaila in halacha. That's a shaila in metzias. There we can rely on a nevuah. Another pshat is when we learn Lo B'Shemayim He, Lo B'Shemayim is being said to Talmid Chachamim, and it's been said to them, you shouldn't paskin a shaila B'Shemayim asking nevuah, asking for a baskal. But let's say the Chachamim paskin the shaila B'Darkei Hara, and the way a shaila is supposed to be paskin, but because there was a question, there are people who are not quite prepared to accept the psak of the Chachamim. So the reason the baskal comes is only to strengthen what the Chacham said, that what they said is correct. There we can rely on a baskal. Another pshat that I saw is they're different. The Lo B'Shemayim means, as we're learning, that you can't rely on the vua to paskin a shaila. But in order for a Talmid Chacham to succeed in his learning, in order to for a Talmid Chacham to be able to issue a correct psak, the most important ingredient he needs to have is Siyata D'Shmaya. And that's what all these stories represent. The psak was a psak that the Chacham issued. They had Siyata D'Shmaya to have to come to the right psak. I saw very often in Shas, the Gemara poses a question, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. And teiku stands for Tishbe Yetaretz Kushis Vabayis. Eliyahu Hanavi and Mitzvah Shem will come to Meherav Yameinu and answer all these questions. The question is, how do we rely on Eliyahu Hanavi to answer all these questions after we learn in our Gemara the Loi B'Shemayim? So I saw for the Panim V'Sharov Zitzal that the Pshat and Tishbi is not that Eliyahu Hanavi is going to answer the question in his role as of a Navi. On the contrary, he's called Tishbi. Tishbi means a person who can answer. And specifically, says the Panovich Rav, Eliyahu Navi is called here Tishbi, not Eliyahu. Because if he were called Eliyahu, we would indeed perhaps believe that he's answering the question in his role as Eliyahu HaNavi. So says the Gemara, he's not answering the question in his role as Eliyahu HaNavi. He's answering the question in his role as Tishbi. And he's answering his questions in the role of Tishbi, a Meshiv, a Talmud Chochem, that is in the contradiction to Leib HaShemayim.